Greetings, Audioboo. I think there's a bit of delay on me hitting this and it's starting, so apologies for the pause at the start, but it's the quietest you'll ever get me. So, I've just been swimming. I would have loved to have recorded a podcast as I was cycling through the park, being able to coordinate my cycling and my holding of the phone, but it just wasn't going to happen because I'm not that stable in lots of ways. So I really wanted to just record this bit of my thoughts coming from a park, which tend to come into this podcast, because I'm trying to increase my media output, and I almost thought, oh, I'll do this in my office and then that'll count as my media for today, but that doesn't count. The thing that I wanted to rabble about today was lane etiquette in swimming. And at the Long Eaton West Park Baths, there's a fantastic square area to the pool where everybody can swim. And then it's kind of in an L shape. So then you've got the long bit where people can swim lengths, and you've got slow, fast and medium. And there's a designated way to go round each lane. And it's great. Slow people are very, very slow and or very, very old. And I started in the slow lane, and you get to the point in a lane where you kind of not confident to go up to the medium lane, but at the same time, the speed of the slow lane isn't doing it for you. So I have progressed to the medium lane to accept that I am the slowest possibly in the medium lane. And then there becomes this interesting dynamic of pace setting. And people come down and round the circuit. And for me, I'm pretty much aware of everybody swimming in my lane, how far away from me they are, how far away from each other they are. And I get a sense of the pace. If I can keep up, I'll stick in the loop. If I can't, I tend to hold back, let someone pass me, let a sensible amount of distance happen, and then I will start my swim. Sometimes if I want to go a bit faster or slower, I'll do a backstroke or a crawl. But generally, every now and again, people go, oh, are you going to go next? But then there are the knobs, I guess, the idiots, be they male or female, tend to be male, who just seem to have no spatial awareness whatsoever. But think that that's fine because they can just motor up and overtake. And although overtaking is permitted because you are supposed to then pull back to let someone come past you, then kind of not fast enough to go all the way past, but they won't regulate their pace. And I find it a fantastic metaphor for life. And then you have the fast lane. Oh my, okay. So in the fast lane, you have people who are regular swimmers. They tend to have goggles, they tend to have the swimming caps. They'll get in, they'll, not so much diving in this pool, but they'll get in and they'll motor up and down. It's just, it's just a walk in the park for them. And then you get, and I'm sorry guys, but it does tend to be fellas, you get the guy that just splashes fast. So if you're trying to go down the medium lane in the same direction as they're down, because they tend to coordinate it so you're kind of going down at the same as the channel next to you and then up either. So going upwards, it's the slow and the fast lane going up, and on the down, it's the fast one going down and the medium lane going down. And they just splash, and it just... One of the things for me about swimming is trying to master the art of swimming. So swimming smoothly, swimming effectively with my stroke, not splashing too much, trying to use the time that I am in the pool to exercise as much as I can, because I love the weightlessness of swimming. Just being able to have gravity taken off me for a while, partly because I need to lose a bit of weight, but also I just love the freedom of being able to move and twist and turn and just be mermaid-like. And I usually get to do that for the last minute. So that was kind of today. Beautiful weather in Long Eaton. I'm so glad that I live here. I have a fabulous garden, which I'm sat out now. The house is nice and cool enough in the summer. It's nice and warm in the winter. Park is down the road. Swimming pool's there. And now I'm going to get on with an afternoon of work, some editing, and some YouTube recording. So if you haven't checked out my YouTube channel yet, please do. If you search for PCM Creative on YouTube, you should find various videos, but there'll be my channel as well. Please subscribe to that. I'm trying to build a bit of an audience. I think I'm at 15 subscribers, so I do need a few people. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. And follow me on Twitter, at PCM Creative. And I'll see you around.